verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be saved. I'd like to look at this subject one more time. We've looked at faith from different angles, but I want to come directly to the middle of the road this morning. Hallelujah. Just to encourage our hearts. I just want to stir up your pure minds this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just to give a little background, just to recap on some things, we want to look at the word faith. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. In other words, faith is the language that God understands. So we see that this word faith is very important to the human race, because without faith, you cannot reach God. Without faith, you cannot get through to God. Faith is the only language that God understands. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We go further down, verse 2 and so forth. It tells us that the elders, by faith, the elders obtain a good report. If we look at our forefathers, they all had one thing in common, faith. They understood God's language. They knew how to approach God through this channel, faith. Now, I want to look at the definition for the word faith, substance and evidence. The Bible says faith is the substance and faith is the evidence. Just a recap, just a little platform this morning. Now, the word substance means assurance. Now, from the Latin root, that word substance means, hallelujah, to stand firm. That is something that is unmovable. Faith is unmovable. Faith stands firm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It also tells us faith is the evidence. That word evidence also means is the available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or proposition is true or valid. Excuse me, I'll take this off so I can feel comfortable. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now I can be comfortable. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Webster Dictionary says, the word evidence is something that furnishes proof and testimony. Now, the strongest types of evidence is that which provides direct proof of the truth of an assertion. And the word assertion means a confident and forceful statement of fact or belief. It is also the action of stating something or exercising authority confidently and forcefully. And the Cambridge Dictionary states that word assertion means a statement that you strongly believe is true. Now the word strongly means firmly, means you firmly believe. To believe something firmly means you are convinced of it and you will hold to that. Evidence. Faith takes the place of what you desire before you receive it, and then evidence. Hallelujah. May the Lord help me this morning. I'm still trying to get my base down. Substance stands in the place of what you desire, and evidence provides proof. That's the two arms of faith. Substance and evidence. So if you desire something from God, the Bible says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it. So even though what you desire hasn't materialized yet, but your faith stands in the place, representing what you desire. Now to give you that assurance, that faith that stands provides you proof that you already have it. That's what the forefathers had. Take, for example, Abraham. When God promised Abraham a son, the Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, even though the son wasn't manifested yet. But Abraham's faith stood in the place. as if he had already received the Son. And his faith also provides him proof that he was definitely going to have the Son. So that's why he could believe against hope. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 19 to 20, it speaks of having faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now Jesus said, let's read this, Matthew chapter 17, we read 19 and 20. In verse 19 it states, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? Remember in the scripture when the man's son was vexed with the devil and he brought his son to the disciples and they couldn't cast the demons out. So after Jesus healed the boy, they came to him apart and said, why couldn't we cast him out? Now this is what Jesus said in verse 20. It says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So if you have faith, nothing is impossible. All things are possible to them that believe. So they couldn't cast that demons out because of their unbelief. In other words, the prayer that they offered, they didn't believe their own prayers. Because God operates by faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Also in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 and 6, also speaks of having faith as a mustard seed. Now in Luke, let's read that. In verse 5 it says, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Verse 6 says, and the Lord said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the roots, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. Now we see the both scriptures we read, Jesus identified something. He identified having faith as a mustard seed. He said, if you have faith as a corn, or if you have faith as potatoes, he said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast, it'll be done as you said. Now, why did the Lord Jesus use that word mustard seed? That's the reason. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, if you have faith as a mustard seed. Now, a mustard seed is the smallest seed there is. But the thing of a mustard seed is, in its form, it's pure. There is no mixtures in it. It won't mix with anything else. It's just all mustard. That's all. See, Jesus referred them to the mustard seed. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say whatever it will be done. Because a mustard does not mix. It's pure. Mustard seed is the smallest there is, but the thing of mustard is in its form is pure. So in other words, if you have pure faith, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, you can do something with it. You see, God is original. So he deals with original. You see why they couldn't cast the demons out of that little boy? Because their faith wasn't pure. When you come to God, the Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe. That word believe is faith. So when you come to God, in other words, you must present your faith. But it has to be a pure faith. Because faith is the language that God understands. It's the language that moves God. The elders had this. They had faith, but they had pure faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Faith as a mustard seed. If you have faith, this is Jesus speaking. If you have faith as a mustard seed, whatever you say will be. You see, God is a spirit. So when God says anything in his word, if you believe it, he will prove it. He will bring it to pass. But that faith that you apply to the word has to be pure faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When God created this world, it was God's faith. Because the prophet said before the beginning, there was nothing. There was not even air. There was no atom. There was no molecules. There was nothing. When that logos broke forth, when God gave birth to himself, he said that logos was like a child playing before the Father's door. And he spoke, let there be light. But there was nothing. Because there was nothing but God. The prophet said, when the logos said, let there be light, he said, nothing happened. He said, then an atom started turning. That formed the light. But where did the atom come from? God's word materialized into the atom. God spoke the word and he believed his own word that created the atom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are principles that we have to look at to understand, to know how to receive our blessings. Everything that we have need us was appropriated in Calvary when Christ died. Everything. Whatsoever thing you desire, all the blessings that belongs to you was already appropriated in Calvary when Christ died. But the question is, how do I obtain this blessing? Because the blessing is already there. But how do I benefit from these blessings? Comes through faith. But it has to be pure faith. The disciples could have cast the spirits out of that young man. But they did not have pure faith. Remember when Jesus cursed the tree. When he was hungry, he went to the fig tree. It had nothing to give him. So he cursed the tree. Now when it passed by later, Peter noticed the tree withered away. And Jesus told him, if you have faith, as a mustard seed, he's saying it again. When they couldn't catch the devil out of the boy, he said, if you have faith, as a mustard seed. When he cursed the tree here, he's bringing them back to the same statement. If you have faith, as a mustard seed. Pure faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now in the message, persevering, Brother Branham said something here. He said, you know, he spoke one time of the seed of a mustard. Or faith as a grain of mustard seed, the smallest. A mustard seed is among the smallest seeds that there is in the earth today. He said, but what is it? It won't mix with nothing. Mustard seed won't mix with no other. You can take kale and spinach and make rape and so forth. And you can bring different substance by mixing seeds. He said, but mustard don't mix. They tell me that you can't mix it with nothing. It's mustard. And it remains mustard. Original. Pure. You see, you cannot mix the word of God with nothing. It won't work. That's what happened in the Dark Ages. Man took the word of God and mixed it with man's ideas. So the word of God was of non-effect because God deals in original. It had to be the pure word. So people became religious. They went off. They got out of the pure word because they used the ideas. So God had to send back this anointing to bring back the pure word, to give us pure faith. Because without faith, we cannot please God. You cannot get nothing from God without faith. Faith is the language that God understands. This whole world was created by faith. But it has to be pure faith. The Bible says, God says, I am the Lord and I change not. We see in the word that God is original. God is perfect to begin with. He does not change. He cannot learn. So whatever God does one time, he does all the time. When he says something one time, it's permanent. God's civilization is a faith civilization. This civilization we live in is science. So God had to send this anointing to bring us back to the pure word. Because it takes the pure word to give you pure faith. In order to receive from God, you need pure faith. Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith? But he was speaking of pure faith. But because God foreordained a bride before the beginning of the world, before the foundation of the world, there had to be a bride. So it had to break, it had to take the pure word to gather this pure bride. To give her faith. And we speak of rapture and body change, it takes faith. But we need pure faith. So you see the purpose of Malachi 4. He said in the scriptures, God said, I will restore that which the conger worms and locusts have eaten. Restoring pure faith. Faith comes by hearing the word. But pure faith has to come by the pure word. Mustard seed faith. See the importance of mustard seed faith. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Don't just believe, but only believe. Abraham had to get to the place to only believe. When God made the promise originally, they had all kinds of ideas. So you see why the thing lagged for 25 years? Because they had to come to pure faith. It takes pure faith to move God. It's not how much you cry. It's not what you do. It's faith. Without faith, it is impossible. When the Bible says something is impossible, the Bible means something is impossible. So all the elders, everything they did was by faith. Enoch was translated by faith, pure faith. Noah saved his household by faith, pure faith. Only believe, all things are possible. If you can only, not just believe, but only. That word only means that's your last reservation. You got nothing else. Abraham had to get to the place to just take God's word. Nothing else. He listened to Sarah at one point to try to manufacture the promise, but it created a problem in his house. So he had to get to the place to only believe. And when he did that, it brought God down. Because that's the language God understands. That goes for you and me. He said, I'm the Lord and I change not. What he was in the time of Abraham, he still is today. The I am, ever present. God does not change. Man change. God cannot change. That's why we have to come to God's way. We got to line up with the word. Because God obeys his word. God will move in your life as you follow his laws and instructions. Faith is very important.
goes beyond church. Hallelujah. The prophet said, he said, and when a man takes God, takes a word of God, no matter how little that faith is, he said, but if it won't mix with any unbelief, it'll bring him out to the light. Some of us has great faith that'll just perform miracles. Some has faith just to hold on till it happens. But if it's genuine faith, mustard seed in other words, once a hold of it, there's nothing going to shake you from it. It ain't going to mix. Then that person is persistent. He has perseverance. No matter how many people say the days of miracles is past, he doesn't believe it. He holds on because he's met the conditions and sunk that word into a heart of faith that believe it. There he stays. When you ask God anything, you got to stand alone with God. Only believe God. You can't be distracted by nothing else. Faith. Now there are different levels of faith. Some people have faith as a mustard seed. Some people have bigger faith that can just have a miracle take place. But even if you have a faith as a mustard seed, if it's pure and you hold on to it, the prophet, it'll bring you through. But it takes faith. We live by faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Faith. I know it's a little slow this morning, but I want us to really get this thing down because this is everyday life, day to day. We are regular people. We live in a normal, regular world. We have regular problems like everybody else. But God has given us substance. He has given you what you need for this journey to solve your problems. He's a father. If you come to God and say, Lord, I need this, I need that, he's already given you what you need. All you got to do is receive it. Everything was appropriated in Calvary. Everything you ever need. It's already there. Now will be. It's already there. But the only way you can obtain that thing is by faith. Because God operates in faith. If God's giving you this guitar, and you need this guitar badly, it's there. But in order to obtain this guitar, it takes faith. Because the promises are laid in the supernatural. Now faith is the channel between the natural and the supernatural. Faith is the only instrument that can go in the supernatural and bring your blessing to you. There's no other way to do it. It's already there, but in order to obtain the blessing, it takes your faith. You already have it. Everyone sitting here this morning has some form of faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, brother. Amen. Faith. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now let's turn to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 11. I'm sorry. Mark 11. We'll read 22 through 24. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Whatever you said, you will have it. But you need faith to obtain it. God has given you authority, but it takes faith to operate in this. This is Jesus speaking. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. See the order. Whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe, faith, that you've received it and you shall have them. Because faith takes the place of that thing. Faith substitutes for whatever you desire until it materializes. Faith is going to go and get the thing and bring it to you. Your own faith. But it's got to be pure faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith. Also in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, it states, hallelujah. Amen. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, that's the condition. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe it. He said all covers everything. If you can believe, all things are possible to you. But you got to truly believe. You got to only believe. Because everything you need, God has given it to you and me. The problem we have is on the receiving end. Everything we have need of, God has given it to us. It's already there. But how do we obtain this thing? That's what the problem is. Now, God is letting us know the only way you can obtain whatever you need is through faith. That's the channel it works. And you already have it. Faith comes by the word, the pure word. Pure word gives you pure faith. Now we have the pure word. Comes by hearing the word. If you can believe it, whatever you desire, all things are possible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now speaking of redemption at Calvary, the prophet of God said, all sin was expelled before God when Jesus died for that purpose. Your sins were forgiven. My sins were forgiven. And the only way that you can ever be forgiven is to accept his pardon. It's by faith. We are saved by grace. Salvation is the grace of God. But even to receive that free salvation, it comes by faith. All sin was expelled when Christ died. But a pardon is not a pardon until received as one. You got to accept it by faith. So it's a finished work. Everything is done. You just got to receive it. But it takes faith. So faith is very important. Faith is very important. To receive anything from God, it takes faith. It's your own faith. Just believe it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have a few quotes here I want to read. Hear what the prophet said. So we can hear what the prophet said. Now in the message, the first quote I have. What it takes to overcome all unbelief. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I know the service is a little different this morning, but let's just follow as the Spirit is leading us this morning. The prophet said, now all redemptive blessing to us, the human race, was paid for at Calvary when Jesus died for us. We believe that the work and the complete plan of God, every redemptive blessing was completed at Calvary.
that all of God's promises was made possible to every human being that would accept it. Just think of it. When Jesus died to clear the human before God at Calvary, I believe that every man in the world was saved when Jesus died at Calvary. Everyone. Every sick person in the world was healed when Jesus died at Calvary. He said, now it is a finished work. He said, now the thing to do is, can we get the people to see it and accept it? Therefore, divine healing doesn't lay upon some magic something that someone has in their hands, or some holy oil or water that they sprinkle on the people. I do not believe in those things. I believe that the blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient for everything we have need of. And I believe if something has already been paid for, it's already there, it's yours. But you got to accept it by faith. We're looking at faith. The importance of faith to you. The faith that you possess is very important. Your faith is the only instrument that you have to receive your blessings, the only hands that you can use to receive what God has given you. Your own faith. You already have it. Faith. That's the only way we can receive from God is by faith. Faith is just a simple thing. It's not something that we can't reach. We already have it. Faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the next message, the angel of God, the prophet said, he said, and understand now. He said, the angel of God, sometimes when a blessing is pronounced upon you, now he's speaking of healing, he said, he may not be that he can get to you right then. It might not be just instant healing. But as you believe, your faith will make you whole. So if you are prayed for and you don't see nothing happen right away, it doesn't mean that God didn't hear that prayer. Maybe you have a mustard seed faith. You see, we have different levels of faith. Some people have enough faith to have instant miracle like that. Others don't have that. Others have mustard seed. So you just stay with that mustard seed faith, and that mustard seed faith will bring you through. This is what the prophet is saying here. He says some people have spontaneous faith, great faith, that deep. That's a miracle. Some of them have faith about that deep. It'll take a little while. Some has mustard seed faith, very little. But just stay with it. It'll bring you out. It'll materialize. So your faith is important. Whatever we need, God's already given it to us. God has given us substance. He elected you and he's given you substance. We need to recognize what we have and start tapping into it. It's wonderful to shout for the blessings. It's wonderful to rejoice over the blessings. But what good is the blessings if it cannot help you out? I can talk about fire all I want. Oh, this nice fireplace. But in the winter, I need heat to warm me up. Talking about painted fire won't help me. God doesn't give you painted fire. He gave you real wood with real oven stuff to heat you up. God doesn't bluff. When he promised Abraham a son, he wasn't bluffing. In the sight of God, the son was already there. But you see, Abraham had to come to protocol. God will not break his word. You have a part to play. God has already played his part. It took Abraham 25 years to come to pure faith. Even God went the extra mile when he gave Abraham that vision and cut the bullock in two.
to prove to Abraham that what he said, amen. When God did that, that was to help Abraham. To let him know, to show him who God was. You see, God is spirit. So when God says something, he will perform it. But you have to follow protocol. The prophet said, he said, God will work as we follow his laws and instructions. Spiritual principles. God will work. But he will only work as you follow his laws and instructions. There are laws. In the natural, we live by laws. In the spiritual, there are also laws. Your healing is there. Whatever you have need of is there. But in order to receive that thing that you need, you have to come to the laws. Because God will only work as we follow his laws. He's talking here about mustard seed faith. Faith. We're beyond church, folks. It's not just about shouting and jumping. Oh, amen. It's more than that. It's material. We got to step into this thing. We need to actually enter into it. To be a Christian, it's a literal life. You have to step into it. You got to become a part of God. It's reality. You see, those disciples of John, Apollos in Acts 19, they rejoice over the promises. But no matter how much they rejoice, they were still far from the promise. Because they had not entered into it yet. So when they met Paul, Paul said, have you received since you believe? You see, Paul was talking about material. The same gospel Paul was preaching, Apollo was preaching, they rejoiced over the same word. He was proven by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Apollos was preaching the word and they rejoice over the word. But yet, no matter how much they rejoice, they had not entered into the promise. What Apollos was preaching was a literal promise. It's wonderful to rejoice, but you have to enter into it. So when Paul met them, he asked them, in other words, this promise you're rejoicing over, have you actually entered into the thing? Because it will only benefit you when you become a part of it. They haven't even heard of the Holy Ghost. They were way off. So then he brought them back to the prescription. Unto what were you baptized? See, protocol, God's laws and instruction. God will only work as you follow his laws and instruction. They were rejoicing about the blessings, but they were way off. So when they met Paul, Paul brought them back to the laws and instructions. Have you received since you believe? They haven't even heard of the Holy Ghost. So then he asked them, unto what were you baptized? They said, unto John. They were way off. They were genuine believers, but they were way off. He said, John baptism was the repentance. You got to be re-baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sin to enter into the promise. So Paul, they submitted themselves. See, Paul re-baptized them, lay hands on them, and then the Holy Ghost came. God will work as we follow his laws and instructions. Now when the Holy Ghost came, the Bible says, they spoke with tongue and magnified God. In John 4, I believe it is, Jesus said, God is spirit, and they that worship must, absolutely mandatory, worship in spirit and truth. You got to come into the reality. So when the Holy Spirit came, when they enter into the actual blessings, then they begin to magnify God. They begin to worship. Before they rejoice over it, they had no clue, they were way off. But when they enter into it, it was a different story. God will work as we follow his laws and instructions. Sometimes you see nothing is happening in your life. It's not because God don't love you. It's not because God take the prophet better than you. You were elected. But there are laws. We don't want to hold ourselves back. The prophet said God will work as we follow his laws. all the elders in the scriptures, they had to come by faith. See, they had to follow God's laws and instructions for their situation to be overcomers. He's the same. He told the disciples, if you have faith as a mustard seed, Jesus was emphasizing something that goes for you and me today. No matter how much we rejoice in a message, but in order for this message to affect your life literally, you have to have faith as a mustard seed. That is God's protocol. Amen. And you already have the thing. It's so simple. The way up, the prophecy is down. The thing is simple. God's laws and instructions. If I say, church, please stand, you need your legs to stand. There's no other way you can do it. You cannot use your hands to stand or your arms to stand. That's a law. You need your legs. There's no other way you can stand. That's the law. We do it every day. If you want to walk, you need your legs to walk. You can't walk on your hands. It's a law. That's a natural law. We do it every day, subconsciously. Now, there are spiritual laws. The blessings are there. But in order for this thing to affect your life, you need to come by the laws. Faith. Faith. Your very own salvation. We're talking about body change. It takes faith. It's pure faith. See how everything we have is already there. But it takes faith. It takes faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, the time is flying. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, let me read something else here. He said, when God spoke, the dirt that you said over tonight, that was God's word. God just said, let there be. And his word materialized. Is that true? Where did he get the dirt if it wasn't? He just spoke it and God's word, and it's God's materialized word formed the earth that you sit on. Oh, how wonderful the prophets say. How past finding out? It's by faith that we believe him. God believed his own word and it formed the world. Hallelujah. Everybody follow where we're going with this. We're speaking about day-to-day life every day. We all go through different things. But the thing of it is, we already have the answer to the thing. Everybody goes through the same thing, from the pastor down to the last member. Everybody. This is God's law, but even the prophet himself had to come that way. But the angel of the Lord told the prophet, if you can get the people to believe you, that was the condition. Brother Branham had a part to play. If you can get the people to believe you, so all Brother Branham had to focus was to get the people to believe him. That's it. And when he did that, God did the rest. That's a law. If thou canst believe, only believe. He says something here. Let me read something in another message. Results of decision. Let me rush through this real quick. He said, would you come, lady? He was this in the prayer line. He said, you believe with all your heart. I see you got a little something on with a mustard seed in it, representing mustard seed faith. Do you believe that you have mustard seed faith? It might not perform a miracle, but if you stay with it, it'll take you to the light. He's a prophet. He was seeing the woman's condition. She had mustard seed faith, so she couldn't receive a miracle right there, but he's telling her, if you stay with it, your own faith will take you through. Now, speaking of faith, he said, it is the substance of things hoped for, and it's not just imagination. It's something you have. For instance, if I was starving to death, and you come to me and you say, what will save your life? And I'll say to you, one loaf of bread. And you say, Mr. Branham, here's 25 cents. That 25 cents is the purchasing power of a loaf of bread. Well, when I got the 25 cents, I could rejoice. You got me the purchase power of the loaf of bread. Now I haven't got the bread. The 25 cents is not the bread, but it is the purchasing power of the bread. And when I've got the purchasing power, it's just as good as having the bread. Now that's the way it is by faith. People look out and say, I haven't got faith enough for my crippled hand. If you have faith, you wouldn't even look at your crippled hand. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now I can be just as happy with the 25 cents as I could with the loaf of bread, because I've got the thing that buys the loaf of bread. And as soon as I get to the market, I've got the bread. Amen. See, it's a principle. He said, and faith is the thing that brings me healing. Faith is the thing that brings me healing. The healing is there, but you need your faith to bring it to you. Faith is the thing that brings me healing. Hallelujah. He said, and no matter how long it takes me to get to that place, I've got the faith that's going to do it as soon as I get there. You get it? Don't look at time. If you ask God for something, don't look at time. It took Abraham 25 years, but he had a son. So faith stood in the place for 25 years. Abraham's faith stood there for the son. The son, the faith of Abraham was representing the son. Until the son showed up, the faith of Abraham was the son for Abraham. This thing is serious. Hallelujah. He said, now I can be just as happy with the quarter as I can with the bread. And when down in your heart you believe that God has healed you, just as real as you believe you got strength to walk out that door, or just as well as the sight, sense of sight says, that shirt's white. It's finished. There's nothing can take it away from you, because it's gone beyond intellectual. It's gone to your heart. It's real faith. Now I'm going to get this loaf of bread. I might have to go over briar patches and down over bridges and cross streams and up the hill. But all the time I'm going, I'll be shouting with all my heart, holding up my 25 cents, because I'm on my road for the bread. So the 25 cents, you know you got the bread. You just keep looking at the 25 cents. If you ask God for healing, just keep seeing yourself heal. Don't look at a circumstance. Don't listen to what anyone says. God has said it. Your faith's got the word. Just look at that. It may take, don't even look at the time. See? God answers our prayer, but he does this in his time. What's best for us? You can't tell God what to do. God is sovereign. So when you ask him something, remember I gave the example the last time of the coffee. When you go to Dunkin' Donuts and you place your order for coffee, you got to stand there and wait for them to make the coffee. But your sense of sight, your sense of smell and hearing lets you know you got the coffee. So you're now wondering, because you can see them making the coffee. So you're sure by that sense of sight and smell that the coffee is yours. There's no doubt. You're sure. Faith is the sixth sense, a super sense. You cannot see, taste, feel, smell, hear. But your faith is substituting that you already got it. So you're just waiting for it. You're not hoping, you're actually waiting, because you're sure that it's already done. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me continue here. And if Christ reveals to me tonight that I am healed, I can rejoice just as much as I could jump up and down on the floor. No matter whether I'm still crippled or whether I'm still sick, my head still hurts, or what about it, I'm just as happy, because I'm on my roll with the purchase power. That's faith. Jesus said, have faith in God. Now how vital. But now you say my faith is little, and I'm sure God will not notice my faith. It's too small. He said, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all the seeds. But being a rancher myself and studying agriculture, okay, went through that. It's talking about mustard seed. No matter how little your faith is, Just hold on to it. The next brother may have, Brother Mark may have faith to get instantly healed. I may have mustard seed faith. Now, I shouldn't be looking at Brother Mark and say, oh, I don't have faith because I'm not healed instantly. We're not on the same level. See, he may have a bold dose of faith. I have a mustard seed. So his faith got him a healing right then. But I must hold on to my faith, and my faith will pull me through. Mustard seed faith. That's where we at. This is where the rubber meets the road. God has given you substance as an elect. It's faith. You have the thing now. Check yourself. You have it. After the service, it will be your faith that will walk you through those doors. That's faith. Everyone has faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May we stand, please. Sorry for keeping you a little late. Musicians, please come. Faith. Mustard seed faith. Your faith has to be pure. It's not how small your faith is, it's that it's pure. It has to be pure. When you ask God anything, you can't be wondering. Don't wonder. That's where the enemy comes in. If you have a little faith and you believe in God for something, it'll take a period of time. But not during that period of time, it's where Satan comes in. Because he wants you to lose that faith because he knows you will receive what you have need of. That faith will pull you through. So now he's going to bring thoughts into your mind. He's going to bring reasoning to get you to lose that faith so you can cancel your own prayer. But don't be distracted. Just focus on that faith. Just take God's word and hold on to it. That faith, your own faith, will bring you through. Faith. Faith is so simple. We already have everything we have need of. You already have it. Now you go into it. It's already there. And God has given you what you need to go and get it. So it's up to you now. The ball is in your court. The ball is in my court. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May we bow our heads. Oh, most gracious, merciful, heavenly, and eternal Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning for the simple thought, Lord, you've given us. Oh, God, this is very important. Father, we come to church, we shout, it's wonderful. We praise you, Lord. We amen the word. But you want us to experience the word. You want the word to materialize. That's where your interest is. To be a partaker of what you've given us, oh God. You've purchased our redemptive blessings with your own blood. But it's so difficult for us to receive it. Sometimes because we don't know how to. God, you've spoken to us this morning about faith being as a mustard seed. We already have what we need to receive the blessings. May you help us, Lord, to step into what you've given us. Oh, God, we have so much, Lord, you've given us. May you help us to learn to step into these things, to receive what we have, to receive our blessings. Teach us, show us how to receive our blessings. The blessings are there, but we need to know how to receive it. It's by faith. Help us to step into faith. To believe your word, Lord. To believe, only believe you what you said. For you are spirit, Lord. And what you said, you will perform. You are the high priest, God, who make intercession upon our confession. Let us recognize that and start confessing, Lord. As we confess, you make intercession. The angels are standing in attention, waiting to move on our behalf, but we're not speaking. Teach us to speak, oh God. Let us speak. You told Moses, speak. Why cry? Speak. You have the authority. You have everything you need. Just speak the word. Lord, we're not speaking, Lord. Teach us to speak. Let us realize and start speaking into our own lives. For you've given us everything we have need of. We are sons and daughters of God. We know that we are elected, Lord, and you've given us substance. You've given us the new birth to assure us to know that we are sons and daughters. We also have an authority, Lord, but we're not speaking. Help us to speak. Oh God. As we go out, Lord, may the Holy Spirit please take these words and quicken into our hearts. Let us realize, Lord, when circumstances come to speak and hold on to your word, for our own faith you've given us will bring us through. May you bless our precious pastor where he is. Bless the believers, the saints of God worldwide. Those that can't make it today, Lord, bless them wherever they are. We thank you for hearing our humble prayer this morning. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you. He is worthy to, the mic is there, and adore. So we lift up
holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for who enjoyed that. Amen. We need faith. Faith like a mustard seed. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe his word is true? Then you have faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song in the key of C. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Oh, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. Secret what God can do, and flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. As I lift my hands to worship and to magnify your name, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Flow through us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's pray as we are dismissed this morning. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, it's not just all about what you give to us, Lord, but what we bring to you this morning. And Lord, we just appreciate what you've given to us, Lord. Appreciate so much your message, Lord, about the faith seed, a mustard seed, Lord Jesus, that can't be hybrid. Lord, just clean our faith up, Lord Jesus. May we have an unadulterated, pure faith. And may we just work on that this week, Lord, to clear out the things of the world that so easily beset us, that our faith might grow, that our faith muscles might be exercised, that we might have a stronger belief, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this message and for Brother James this morning, Lord. Bless him, Lord, I pray. Bless each and every one as they go their own way, Lord. And may we just feast on this, Lord Jesus, as we go. And may we share it with others, Heavenly Father. Protect each and every one as we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. With your power, live inside of me. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, we are in your presence. So fill us with your power. Live inside of me. For you're the living water, the ever-flowing fountain. Thank you, Lord. My comforter and counselor, oh, won't you take complete control? Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. So fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Oh, yes, oh, welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, we are in your presence. So fill us with your power. Live inside of me. For you're the living water, the ever-flowing fountain. My comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive forevermore. So I sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, for Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, for Jesus is alive. He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. Jesus is alive forevermore. Oh, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Praise his name. What key was that? It was C again? I keep going high. Man.